Good morning. We've been discussing the various exemptions that somebody is not going to be required to sleep in the sukkah. For example, we've talked in detail about hamitzta'er, pater min hasukkah, somebody who has sorrow, discomfort by sleeping in the sukkah. It's too cold, way too cold, way too hot. The mosquitoes are really disturbing me. Now we're going to talk about an additional exemption brought by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. And he says as follows, V'li nira mishum de mitzvah sukkah yishu beis. So it appears to me that the mitzvah of sukkah, that the man should be together, yishu beis, so literally together with his household, ish v'ishta, a man should be just like with his wife, just like derech shudar kol hashana, just like you live, you stay in the same room with your wife, husband and wife together. Same thing, we should say, when it comes to sukkah. So if we have a situation that they don't have a designated sukkah together, so they can't stay together, accordingly, that would be an exemption. Potter, the man, would not be obligated. If it's a situation that they're sharing a sukkah, or they don't have privacy, whatever the case may be, and the husband is not able to be together with his wife, so there would be an exemption for him. She's not obligated. Women are not obligated. Sukkah is a mitzvah. Sase shazman grama. She doesn't have to eat, sleep in the sukkah. He does. But if it can't be with his wife, then he would be exempt as well. That is the rationale brought by the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Magen Avraham and the Gra. They disagree with this Rama. Disagree with it. The Magen Avraham says as follows. He's melamitzchus. He says, I'm going to find merit. Ma she'en yeshenim. I'm reading now from the Sefer HaSukkah. Ma she'en yeshenim besukkah lefi shemitzdar ha'adam kesheinu yachol lishon shamim ishto. He flips it into being a situation of sorrow. This is a situation of sorrow in a mitzvah, patur min hasukkah. If a man cannot be with his wife and it causes him some sorrow, accordingly he would be exempt. So says the Sefer HaSukkah based on this, it turns out that not only in cold countries do we have an exemption because you really are mitzvah, but even when it's warm, it's very nice out, we would be melamed schus, we would find merit for those who are sleeping inside. Amnam latamza, however, based on this rationale, ein lo liftor asma min hasukkah bizman she'eino mitzta'er. If you're not mitzta'er, for example, a time that a husband would be prohibited to his wife, for example, she's a nida, then that would not cause one sorrow. In any case, we see here that this rationale of the Rama is certainly endorsed by the Rama, but a number of the achronim disagree with it. But certainly this only applies to men who are married. However, someone who is not married, there is no reason for that individual to be exempt unless it's really cold. Then you have that exemption of mitzar pata min hasukkah. But otherwise, if there's pleasant weather out, then we don't have this exemption that is brought by the Rama of somebody being with the wife. Because if somebody is not married, that exemption would be inapplicable. Have a wonderful day.